Hey, welcome to my archive of electronic music. I am situated in the middle of the stacks. I am able to reach out and touch the vinyl. I've been collecting records since I was a teenager. My goal at first being to collect any music that featured unusual sounds and instruments. Over time, I realized that the common thread connecting these recordings was the use of electronic music. Tape effects, echo, reverberation, organs, mellotrons, and of course, synthesizers that were purpose-made to create music. I also wrote a history of electronic music, and I continue to keep it revised. The wide range of musical styles and technology documented in the record collection continues to open doors on past culture and practitioners of electronic music across the planet. When asked why I stopped the collection in the 1980s, I say that's because the instrumentation used for creating electronic music changed dramatically with the arrival of the personal computer. Up until the time when the PC was introduced, most recordings spelled out which instruments were used, and that made it possible to compare one recording to another based on the technology making the music. With personal computers, as so much music and creativity moved over to the use of applications and software, the ways in which music was being made became more and more technology agnostic. Even though I highly value and enjoy electronic music made with laptops, my collection focuses more on vintage recordings for which clear production credits are possible. I hope to make my archive available to the public one day, perhaps through a brick-and-mortar library that can house the vinyl and my collection of related letters, books, and other ephemera found in the collection. My goal is to make the archive available for researchers who are interested in how artists from the past used specific instruments and techniques. One would be able to find examples based on a number of criteria, including the model name of an instrument, the artist name, the country or studio where it was produced, the year of issue, and so forth. For example, if you wanted to hear a Polymoog, why not listen to 20 different recordings by different artists to get a complete impression of how it was used? With this podcast, I hope I can share some vibes from the past and give you the enjoyment that electronic music can bring.